Hi, welcome to Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman, inside Windows Phone, I should say. We're going inside the phone. This is the show where we talk about issues that concern Windows Phone development. And today I'm joined by Ben Lauer. Ben is a product manager on our team who focuses on the student audience. We're going to spend some time today talking about a lot of the new resources that are available online for developers. Just to give you a little overview of what we're doing here, here's a little list. We're going to talk about some of the resources that are out there for new Windows Phone developers. Then we're going to go into how you can make Windows Phone development even faster, some of the resources that are available that deal with getting faster development and getting better apps faster. Then we're going to focus on a couple things that are out there around making your application as optimized and as beautiful as possible. After that, Ben's going to come on and tell us a little bit more about the student efforts that he's been driving.
I'd like to think that means we're saving the best for last, but I think some of those things you're going to talk about in the beginning are pretty awesome.
I think so, too. You know, development for Windows Phone is already so easy to do. And one of the things we continually hear is that people are able to start and build an app much, much faster than on almost any other mobile device platform.
So, Larry, I was just noticing behind you, the last time I was on, the screen was very different.
Yes.
So I was thinking that with our event we did a couple weeks ago in New York where we had that giant phone.
Yes.
Maybe you could get that as your logo inside Windows Phone. That
to
might
be inside
actually
that
work.
Phone.
Yeah.
You know, if people haven't seen that, I'll put a link to that short video on this page. It was a promotional event we did to talk about the launch of Windows Phone 7.5. Windows Phone 7.5 devices are now becoming available globally. We're super excited about it. We'll show you a couple a little bit later on.
All right.
The other event that took place was a promotional event in London. A very, very famous DJ was performing right on the River Thames. Do you know this?
Yeah, I saw a video that one of our colleagues in London captured from his Windows Phone and sent over.
There's a professional video that Nokia's actually put online too on YouTube, and we'll post a link to that here. It's absolutely unbelievable.
You're talking about the Dead Mouse Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to pronounce that name because it was written in Leet. and you know, I am over 40, so
you can still learn.
Fortunately, you're here to translate for me. They projected onto a complete skyscraper. Unbelievable animations, just amazingly cool in time.
Oh, yeah.
To
I haven't seen it yet, so I would love to see
you haven't
that link.
Seen that?
I haven't seen it yet.
All right.
So
well, we'll put the
post
link.
It for everyone.
We'll put the link on the page here when we're done. But that's just to go, these are just small fragments of how excited people are about Windows Phone and why we think you should be too. So the first thing I want to talk about today is this new series that Jeff Blankenberg has posted. Jeff Blankenberg is one of our, he's a evangelist who works for Microsoft in the Chicago region, and he's on his own put up this website. He's conducting a series on development issues. He cast it as the 31 Days of Mango, since Mango was the code name for Windows Phone 7.5. And here you'll see he's got specific tutorials about all of these specific developer scenarios, and they're written in a very clear, concise manner. I think it's absolutely amazing. If you're starting with Windows Phone, you couldn't do worse to start with Jeff's blog here, because he's got these sections talking. Here's the entry on gyroscope. You'll see he's got a beautiful animated gyroscope there, showing you what gyroscope is, if you don't know. But then he goes right into the code and shows you some examples, and even at the end here has a video showing how to use it. So we'll have links to this on the site. I think it's a tremendous resource. He's just about done with it, but I wanted to make sure everyone's aware of this, because I, you know, can't let this be hidden anymore. It has to come out.
Yeah, and I will make a commitment on Jeff's behalf. He actually lives in Ohio.
Okay.
And so if you're a developer, student, or you're working for a company or whatever, and you're new to Windows Phone development, or you're stuck on something, and you're in Ohio or Indiana or somewhere in that region, get in touch with Jeff, and he will make time to talk to you and be a resource for you. Actually, we have these folks, Windows Phone champs all over the world who do this.
We should briefly
for
mention
developers.
This.
Yeah. So we have champs. We're working on ways to make it easier for developers to connect with our champs. But again, get in touch with us if you're looking for a local person to be a sounding board or help you with that API issue that you might be struggling with.
No question. Microsoft historically has always been very, very focused on the developer audience. I think Channel 9 is a clear demonstration of that.
Well, I think there's even some famous videos of our CEO out there showing how pumped up we get for developers.
Yes, he said something about developers. I mean, I think it was often the source of ridicule. But the fact of the matter is, it's true. We are all about developers, and so we've got these folks globally available to help you if you are in need and interested in working on apps.
That's right.
Next item here I want to mention really quickly, one of the most popular add-ons, third-party add-ons for, it's not really a third-party add-on technically, because this one's developed completely by our own team here internally, but we produce it on a different cycle than the tools themselves. We've got a series of controls, the phone Silverlight toolkit, that we've just refreshed it in November to work as well as possible with Windows Phone 7.5. So if you don't have the latest one, highly recommend you go and get this. There is the full source code as well, and it also has samples. So you can go see all of the controls implemented in place. So it's a really, really useful resource. Highly recommend you go get it. You don't even need to go to the site if you've got Visual Studio. If you've got the NuGet package installer, you can use NuGet to install the Phone Silverlight toolkit.
Yep. I actually used that to install on my own machine just last week. So it's, I mean, if you haven't seen it, there's some controls in here that are going to make your app feel much more like a native experience.
Exactly.
On the phone. You get the little toggle off-on control.
You get the
long list selector. You get the
animations.
So animations.
Transitions.
That's right. You also get the date and time picker control. So
right.
Some, you know,
and they've got some new ones, too, that they're doing. They did a new tile control that you can use inside your app. So that
that's
you can
right.
have
yeah,
an app.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And I think an intern did that one. Actually.
Oh, nice.
But it's very cool. Highly recommended. So the next thing here I want to talk about a little bit is localization. So localization and globalization, of course, is a huge issue. We want to help you publish your application as broadly as possible and as useful a manner as possible. So we're a global company, and Windows Phone is available globally. And so for you to sell your app in other countries, it's important for you to understand these issues, because even if you're just publishing an English app, you can publish it in every country without translating the strings. But you do need to be aware of globalization issues because, for example, in some countries, they use a comma instead of a decimal point. And if you haven't coded your strings appropriately, you can run into challenges where you'll have an error of factor 10 simply because of that fact.
Sort of like that movie Office Space.
Okay.
But they did like a factor of 10, and they would think they were taking like siphoning off pennies.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It ended up being like...
That was the Superman 2.
Superman 3.
Superman 3.
Yeah.
The good one.
That's, yeah.
The one with Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, not exactly like that.
But you want to avoid that kind of a mishap, because those guys were really stressed out. I don't know if you've seen that movie Office Space, but it could be a little stressful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But my point was that there is something hard here. When you're going the full deal to translate your app, there are two pieces of the app that you can't do directly within your app in Silverlight itself. That's the string that appears in the list of programs on the phone and the string that appears on the tile. And the reason for that has to do with the fact that those strings are appearing outside the context of your application. And so the only way that you have to actually provide the resources for that is to compile a native DLL today. We have instructions on how to do that in the tools, and I'll link that here. But one of our MVPs, Patrick Getzman, has created a Win32 utility to actually do this work for you. And it's super cool. I'm just going to show you the page here really quick, because I think it is so amazing what he did here. This is Patrick's blog, and it's called WP7 Localize. And what he's got here is you enter in the strings, and he'll actually go ping the Bing Translator service and come back with the resources and then compile the DLL for you right here. And so you can change them if you want to update it. But this is an amazing resource. It allows you to add localization for the name of your app in both the programs list and on the tile. And it can really make the difference for a lot of people. And then you don't need to go get VC++.
Nice. And I'm imagining, though, that if I'm going to use this tool, awesome tool, by the way.
Yeah.
But I'm imagining that I would want to probably talk to a friend who speaks Hungarian to
sure.
make sure that the Bing translation
was accurate. Well, I wouldn't call Bing Translate service into doubt just on its face. I mean, I think that they actually
do.
Oh,
it's an awesome service. I'm just saying, depending on the context of the name or whatever you're trying to translate, you probably do want to have a native speaker peruse it or you
it's
know,
a pretty
give
amazing.
You some feedback.
Yeah, absolutely agree. I mean, look, it depends on... We at Windows Phone are always striving for the highest quality. We think that we make it as easy... We make it much easier to write high-quality applications. And so clearly, small details like this are ones that make the difference in terms of how your app is perceived and the ratings that you'll get. So, obviously, what Bren's saying makes a lot of sense, that if you care about these details... You know, you may want to take the extra step to make sure these things are right. But I don't know if you saw, Brandon did a blog. Our manager, Brandon Watson, you may be familiar with him. He's a very, very famous, popular guy. you can see him right here on Channel 9 in a lot of videos. He actually had a blog post on his personal blog about an experience in China where he used Bing Translate service on the phone to actually talk to someone because he was trying to buy cold medicine. And Chinese is a very difficult language to parse if you're unfamiliar with East Asian languages. So anyway, just a little anecdote there. So I wanted to mention that to you. A really great tool, really great utility. Thank you very much, Patrick. Next thing I want to mention here is a brand new talk that a test lead from our Windows Phone development team, Stefan Wick, did at an event that Ben runs called ZapFest. You'll be hearing more about ZapFest in coming weeks and months. Because we are going to be making these videos all public and linking them together in a common frame for you to easily get at. They're not all available yet. This started out as an internal Microsoft event for Microsoft developers to help them get all the information they need to write Windows Phone apps. Since they're here, we wanted to give them extra access. We finally asked ourselves, well, gee, this should, you know, there's not really anything secret being talked about here. We should be making these as public as possible.
That's right. I mean, the whole idea, Larry, of ZapFest is helping Windows Phone developers to make the best apps possible, right? I mean, so we have people like Stefan who came and spoke a couple weeks ago, and he shared just these amazing techniques that I learned a ton. You know, he's doing things like he's using sockets to have a WPF desktop application that essentially is
a debug console.
It's a debug console for what's going on in his app in the emulator or even on the device.
Right.
And so he was, you know, within his app, he was putting, you know, little counters to keep track of different things and then surfacing those in this WPF app on the desktop. And so there's a lot of great techniques in this video on how you can, you know, start to test your app more deeply and really get smart about performance optimization and just doing things so that users will have the best possible, highest quality experience with your app.
You know, I don't care which platform you're writing apps for. The key issue is performance and optimization in terms of how your app is perceived. Of course, you have to have a basic idea behind what your app is and what it does. But the performance and optimization aspect is crucial, and it's oftentimes where things get a little bit more tricky. Stefan happens to be the king of troubleshooting these issues, figuring them out, and building utilities to sort of help troubleshoot these things. And so we will have some sample code with this too, I hope, as well.
Yeah, well, we got to figure out where to get that posted, but he did make all of that code available to us, so we need to figure out a way to get it posted publicly for all the viewers here.
Because the only way to really debug these things well is to instrument what's going on and to see, you know, visually. And that's why our graphical profiler is such a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you use that with a real device, really, just to be sure. Because even though it can be helpful optimizing things in the emulator does not approximate real performance characteristics as an actual device, unfortunately.
Right.
So that's Stefan's talk. It's up there live now. I highly recommend you go look at that if you're interested in that sort of thing. Next, I want to talk about some new user experience presentations. So we have... about a month or two or three ago, we had Arturo Toledo on Inside Windows Phone, and he talked a little bit about user experience challenges. A lot of developers are, surprisingly, not graphic design artists. And so as they come to a new platform like Windows Phone has a lot of new, unique, interesting, compelling user experience paradigms. And so as an application developer, you can really benefit from understanding those well and utilizing them in your own application, because you can end up building applications that look and feel very much like the phone operating system. And you know, a lot of when we look at the apps that are getting the highest ratings, more often than not, they're the ones that are fitting into this paradigm very, very well, like Jeff Wilcox's Fourth and Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
So these presentations, Arturo and Corinna Black, who is another senior UX person at Microsoft, have been touring Europe this fall. I think they've been there like over a month or two,
wow.
Going country to country, giving a full-day presentation. And certainly, you know, if you haven't been lucky enough to see this, fortunately, our own Katrine de Grave, who is one of our DPE mobile champs in the Belgium region, posted the videos from the entire day. And now it also includes some non-phone content. I don't know the quality of the non-phone content and wouldn't necessarily recommend it. But, of course, if you're inclined to do something, you know, other than phone, please, by all means, go look at it. But all of the new presentations from Corinna and Arturo are on this site. And so we're very excited to have that, and I hope that you can enjoy that.
Cool.
We'll have Corinna and Arturo on in the future as well. So, Ben, that brings us to this thing here. You know, we at Nokia World was a huge event about a few weeks ago in London, where one of the heads of Nokia, he's the vice president of Nokia, one of the vice presidents there who's focused on the developer platform, made an announcement about 25,000 Nokia developer phones.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
Well, so what was announced at Nokia World was that collectively between Microsoft and Nokia, we're partnering up to put 25,000 Nokia devices into the hands of our developers.
That's amazing.
This year.
A lot of other people do this, and they usually, like at a big conference, will give away tons of phones.
Yeah, I mean, our philosophy on, I mean, basically our goal with putting devices in developers' hands is to really just keep the ecosystem healthy. You know, as great as our emulator is, at some point, as a developer, you want to test your app on a physical device.
We see a lot of apps that weren't, obviously. Touch targets are way too small, for example. Performance is not quite what you think it could be.
Yeah, and then also depending on your app, right, there's just context. You know, what if you get a call in the middle of your app? Or
sure.
What if you hit the back button using the app? Like, did you save state? You know, are you using fast app switching correctly? I mean, all of those things that you're not going to grasp until you're running your app on a device. So we realize this, we recognize it, and what we are committed to doing is getting phones in the hands of our developers who are building those amazing experiences on the platform. And so, you know, Larry kind of made reference to, you know, some of the other approaches out there is, you know, I go to an event and I show up and some company gives me a device. Well, you know, we would love to, you know, roll a truck in and just rain phones down on everyone in an event like they were confetti. We have a different philosophy to that, because
everyone can go to an event.
Well, not everyone can go to the event, but also not everyone at a particular event may be actually the right target, right? And so what we do is we look for developers who are committed, demonstrated by that they've registered an App Hub, they've downloaded and installed our tools,
mm-hmm.
and that they're actually working on something in the tools as they stand. And so, you know, a lot of our mobile champs out there have the ability to provide access to these devices to developers, and they look for those exact things, screenshots of your app running in the emulator, or even the compiled application shared out so we can kind of see what it is. Maybe even a prototype.
Or demo videos on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of ways that you can show us, you know, that you're serious and that you're working on something, and that's really what we look for when we put these phones out into the hands of developers.
And we have a couple phones here. We've got this, this is the Nokia Lumia 800. I don't know if you've seen this phone yet. This is the...
I'm guessing everyone, I mean...
Everyone's probably seen this
If you're watching this video, I'm sure you've been following the Nokia news.
Pretty excited about this phone. Really amazing device. Very beautiful construction. Nokia has, you know, held nothing back in their industrial design of this device. Very, very solid device. A very, very beautiful device. It's gotten many, many, many positive reviews so far in terms of how beautiful this device is. really excited that our partnership with Nokia is starting to show such great products.
Yeah.
Another device I've got here that you may see out in the wild is the Samsung Focus S, it's called in the United States. I'm not, is it the Omnia something in Europe?
Is it called the Omnia W?
Check on that.
Yeah,
and make sure.
Clear on the.
Sorry, we're not in Europe. We don't know what they called it there. But this is a gorgeous, gorgeous large device with a very, very big screen, a fast processor, a front-facing camera, and it's got the gyroscope, which is an optional component. Beautiful, beautiful device, very, very thin. Another device, which we don't have one here, is the HTC.
The Titan.
The Titan. It's even bigger than this. It's I can't remember the exact dimension of the screen.
Is it a 4.7?
I think so. We will link to the official Windows Phone page for these phones.
Yeah.
And so then you can actually see the real specs instead of having to believe our faulty memory. I have an excuse. I'm over 40. But you don't have an
excuse. I don't have an excuse.
You just party too much.
If only that were the case.
Okay. So I think there's one more thing we wanted to talk about. That was your big app on campus.
Oh, yeah. So this is my request to the people watching the video. If you're a student in a U.S. college or university, or if you know someone who is, please check this out, because what we see all the time
is... What is Big App on Campus?
I'm coming to that.
All right.
Students are creating amazing experiences for the phone, and students have a unique worldview oftentimes. They have fresh eyes, they see things in a different way, and so they create very innovative things. So what we've done is we said, hey, we want to create an experience as a thank you to these students. So Big App on Campus is a promotion that says, if you build an amazing app and you're a student, we're going to review that at the end of the promotion. And we're going to pick the top 20 apps, 10 free apps, 10 paid apps. And we're going to build Facebook pages for these 20 apps. And then we're going to look at a combination of downloads from the marketplace and likes on Facebook. And then we're going to have 10 finalists,
wow,
5 free, 5 paid.
And so we're going to take... giving control to the community.
Yes. We're going to take those 10 finalists to South by Southwest in Austin this coming March, and we're going to go, we're going to fly them
in. I think that's a popular conference with the young folks.
Yeah, it's, I was there last year, it was my first time, and it was an amazing, amazing experience. So we're going to fly those 10 winners in, and they each get to bring a guest. We're going to put them up in a hotel.
Wow.
They get $500 spending money for, the time that they're there. They get passes to the thing. But the really cool part about it is we're working with a band called The Gracious Few. And they're made up of the members from Live and the members from a band called Candlebox. They got together and formed this new group called The Gracious Few.
Super group.
A super group, maybe, is what you would call them. And these guys are serious rock. Like, they've been around. They put on a great show.
Kind of like you, right?
I don't know if I'm serious rock. My hair is maybe too short.
Yeah, you've got that.
But so they... they're going to do, we're going to give backstage passes to the students. There's a special private dinner with the band. And basically, it's just one of those experiences that, you really couldn't buy. You know? And that's what we think it's all
student?
About.
Do you have to be a student?
You have to be a student in a U.S. College
because I
university.
Was thinking of applying, and now, you've kind of wrecked it for me. Maybe I could go enroll somewhere, right?
Maybe you could help us out with it in some way.
Okay. We'll see about that.
All right. So anyway, that's my plea. If you know students who are interested in building phone apps or are already doing that, this is something that I think everyone should take advantage of. And so please help us, get the word out on Big App on Campus.
Okay, cool.
So, sorry, one more thing. I'm so excited about the South By thing. And
you
then
are.
Then there will be the top paid app and the top free app will be named Big App on Campus, and they'll each get a $15,000 award.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome, yeah.
Well, if you've made it this far, thank you for your attention.
Yes.
We hope you enjoy the resources that we've got. We'll see you next time on Inside Windows Phone. ¶¶